have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Get to this place. I'm so glad I'm in this phase, accepting all my flaws, embracing authenticity. Cause there's nobody quite like me. Oh, I like being me. Who I'm created to be.
Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. We're so glad you're here. Listen, if this is your first time listening in to the Just For You podcast, we'd love to share with what the Just For You podcast is about. But before I do that, I want to send a shout out to our CEO and visionary, Dr. Kenny Robinson, and to our Elation Radio family. I want you to know we love you. And hey, I can't send a shout out without saying thank you and hi to you, the listening audience. I am so grateful for you taking this time out. Let me share what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Before we go a little further, I want to send a shout out as well to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. Thank you so much for your love and your support and getting with me and trying for us to do great and mighty things in the Lord. I just want you each and every one of you. Before we begin, we always start with a word of prayer. We're going to ask that those of you that follow along with us, and we ask and highly ask you, get your Bibles. We have a short exhortation. And then I'm super excited that we have my sisters in the house with me on today, and that is the women of Ashes to Beauty, and we're going to tell you all about it. But before we do that, I just want to say I love each and every one of them serving entirely on the team. Some could be with us today, and others, of course, they have their podcasts, different things they're doing. We want them to know we love them as well. But listen, let's begin with a word of prayer. Immediately following that, we're going to do our short exhortation, and then you get to hear from the sisters, the women of God, that will have this fabulous, we're going to be sharing in a fabulous event on Clubhouse that we want to share with you and just talk to you about the heart of what they have on their heart as well. Listen, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you right now for the time that you've given each and every one of us, that you allowed us to wake up on today, that you gave us grace and mercy, that you strengthened us in the midst of whatever we're going through, that you've already made us overcomers over everything that could be thrown at us, all the things we have to face. You've already won. You've already won. And for that, we say thank you. We thank you for every listener listening in, whether it's their first time or they've listened several times before. We're thankful, God. We thank you for Elation Radio. And we thank you for our visionary and CEO, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, and every woman, man, boy, and girl that is listening in. I thank you for today's guest, our sisters in the Lord. I thank you for Pastor Alicia Curry, and I thank you for Apostle Beauty Cooper and anybody else that joins in on today. God, we say thank you for them. And I ask, oh Lord, that you will continue to bless every home, bless everyone that is seeking your face, whether it be for a job or whatever the needs are. You are the provider. Make a way out of no way. We thank you, O Lord, for a word that will just give us strength. Will you come in? Strengthen us. Give us what we need, oh God. We're depending on you, and we can't make it without you. And then, Lord, we ask that you forgive us of our sins. And as you forgive us of our sins, Lord, give us a heart to forgive others that you may be glorified. And we will thank you and praise you forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, we are certainly thankful for all that is taking place and all that is doing what it should be doing at this time in our lives. I want you to be assured and comforted that God is on your side. And on today, our exhortation is very brief. I want you to know that the exhortation for today is a profound one, one that we can assure ourselves that God is with us. Our topic today is kingdom ordered and kingdom delivered. And I'm going to share with you what that means in very simplistic terms that we can live this in our practical lives. Today we'll be studying from Psalm 96. It's a beautiful passage. It has much to say about why it's kingdom ordered and kingdom delivered. Do you recognize everything that you're going through was already overviewed by God? He knew exactly where you'd be at this moment. He knew exactly how you'd be doing in your life. He knew exactly what you've been through that broke your heart. He knows it all. But on today, we want to share some nuggets that will give you strength and that you'll be able to say, our God reigns. Listen, it's one of my favorite things to say. If you've listened to the podcast before, you're aware that that is truly what I want you to understand. He reigns no matter what. Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord, hallelujah, glory and strength, hallelujah. That is what he wants us to do. Give unto him glory and strength. He is amazing. He is God. He is amazing in all that he does. He never fails. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. And we have to trust him in all things. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Listen, let me stop right there. So many people get it twisted when they go into the house of the Lord and they say there's offering time. Do you know that is the time to shout? It is your expression of giving him glory. It is your expression of showing him that you believe in him, his word. It is a sacrifice, a praise. It is your way of giving him glory. Most people look at an offering tithe as a begrudging tithe. They don't want to give because they figure it's going to the pastor or they figure it's going to something they don't understand. But it is your duty as a believer to give. It is your duty to come before his presence with thanksgiving. So let me just stop right there before we go further, that you should have the attitude and the heart to know that when you come into his house, whatever he requires as a believer is what we should do. He started off saying, sing unto the Lord a new song. That means, just like our testimonies, we should have something new. We should not always have the same testimony 25, 30 years. And I'm not saying you can't testify. I'm saying he's done so much for you in your life that you ought to be able to say, there's something new our God has done. And before you know it, it brings up something called joy, that you'll be able to sing a new song. You'll be able to see things differently. You'll be able to hear him in the midst of all that you go through. That is what he's meaning. This brings glory to God when we're able to let someone else know that he is Lord, that his name is to be magnified, that he is all in all. And going back to the giving, if somebody got to break your back to give, you ought to consider if you're a real believer. There's something about when someone's been so good to you. I don't know about you, but when you meet someone or you have good parents and they've done so much for you, it is your good pleasure to take care of them. It is your good pleasure to do right for them. It's your good pleasure to honor them. If we can do that in the earth for those that we see on a day-to-day or are connected to, can't we do that for the Lord? Let us move on. Let's go back to 8. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then, hallelujah, shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord, for he cometh, hallelujah, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and peace, and the people with his truth. Let me read last scripture again. Before the Lord, for he cometh, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Let me summarize. In all that we do, when we come into this family of faith, and we belong to God, we give him the glory. We let others know how good he is. Does that have to be after every blessing? It can be, but how about just because he's God? How about just because he's done so many things for you in your life? How about it's because he loved you so much that he never gave up on you? He never let go of you. When people let go of you, he held on to you that you would know you were loved. Even when we didn't know how to call his name, even when we didn't know how to love him back, he still was faithful to us. As you walk in this Christian walk, I want you to remember this. He is worthy of the praise, not just because daddy dropped something from heaven, but because he's so good on a daily basis with mercy and with grace. You could have been, I could have been gone, but his mercy, his grace follows us. That's somewhat, and that is what the Bible says in Psalm 23. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, your life, that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Can it get any better than that? I just stopped by to remind you to sing unto the Lord a new song. To give unto him his rightful place. Be able to share of your money and your heart and your body and your spirit and your mind that you can give him what is rightfully his. And if you don't know him, let me say this. There is still, as we used to sing, room at the cross for you. It's not too late. While you have breath in your body and you feel the presence of God, while you feel and know the blood is running warm in your body, I implore you to get to know him, to get right with him, because things have been happening so fast. But the word tells us in closing that he's coming, and he's coming to judge the world. And he's going to judge the people righteously and with truth. So there's no time to argue about who's right or wrong. What I would be doing, and I live to do this, is to continue in the faith with believing and knowing he is God. And to understand, when we give him our praise and we give him his rightful place, he shows his love like never before. I don't know what you need on today, but God does. What I do know is that this word works. And because this word works, it manifests. There are people that may have known you, as we say, back when. But when Jesus came into your heart, they know you now. Some may not, as we say, they may not fool with you now. It's okay, because he sent some other sisters and brothers to love you just the way you are in him. I'm so glad we have a Savior that never forgets about us. He's forever worthy to be praised. If we could all keep that in mind, no matter what happens in our lives, his name would be famous. And if we do it, then we just continue to keep doing it. But if we kind of slow down on it, I ask that you pick it back up, and you will see how others around you will want to know who this God is that you serve, because he will allow you and me and those that trust him to be overcomers in this life. In this life, he'll make a way out of no way. He's a provider. He's a father to the fatherless. And listen, even when we have a natural father, he's still a father. He'll be what you need when you need him most. If you don't know him and you need someone to love you, to love on you, don't forget about the Lord. He'll never leave you or forsake you. I pray this week's exhortation has strengthened you and given you peace, that you're able to run a little longer, to be strengthened, and to understand it's our duty to give him his rightful place. Why? Because it's kingdom ordered and kingdom delivered. God bless you on today. I'm so grateful that you were able to follow along, hear the replay, allow God to allow this word to help you and to strengthen you. Listen, I am excited, because now I get to share time with my sisters and brothers and the Lord, all that are listening in, because truly God is good, and his mercy endures throughout all generations. I want to introduce to some and present to others my sisters in the Lord. I love them dearly. Today we have online Dr. Kimmy Robinson, which is our visionary and CEO of Elation Radio. We have our sister pastor, Alicia Curry, on the line. And we have our sister, Apostle Beauty Cooper. I'm going to ask, I hear some feedback in the back, if you can. If you're not going to be in this segment, would you please mute your line so that our guests, so that our speakers will be able to hear and be able to speak clearly. I thank you so much in advance. Listen, ladies, how are you on today?
Hello. Hello, hello, everyone. How are you all doing? How are you doing today, Pastor Michelle?
Listen, I'm super excited because my sisters are on the line with me. You know, there was a song by a sister group. I've got all my sisters with me. That's what I'm saying today. I got all my sisters. And some of them couldn't be with me, but those that are with me, they're welcome. And if they get a chance to jump on, I'll be excited. But listen, I'm happy. I'm a happy camper today. Thank you for asking. It's good to hear your voice, Pastor Alicia. Do I have Apostle Beauty on the line? Apostle Beauty?
Hello, dear sister. Bless you.
How are you?
God is amazing, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's worthy to be praised. Yes, he is. And Dr. Kimmy Robinson, I know that you are doing multiple things, but I want to say hi to you. Can you greet our audience today?
Kimmy Kim is in the building. I prefer a Kimmy Kim because I'm just Kimmy Kim.
Kimmy,
I love my sisters.
I know.
Yeah, you're so sweet.
Yeah.
I love y'all.
We love you too.
Thanks a lot.
This is gonna be a big love festival, okay? I want to share with the listening audience. First of all, February 4th, Kimmy Kim, we want you to share what's happening on February 4th.
Oh, my goodness, what a time in the Lord we're going to have on Clubhouse. We're going to the club. We're going to the clubhouse.
Yes.
Amen.
Hey, I said to myself, if I was in the club for the world, I could be in the club for the Lord. So we're just going to have some wonderful time, sharing good stories and sharing, celebrating women, not just for women only. This is also designed for men. We want to showcase to men what we go through so they can understand us more.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we are, you know, esters. We are the woman with the issue of blood. We are versus women. We are Ruth. We have so many makeups for one woman. And
mm-hmm.
when we go through things, we want to showcase that just because we're going through doesn't mean that's my ending story. So just pray for me. And so that way we can,
mm-hmm.
you know, break down the barriers of men and women having issues with the family. And we want to understand the things that men go through so we can break down that barrier and just celebrate. You know, celebration is a beautiful thing. Hallelujah. Because the enemy wants to break down the family. So we must break down the communication walls between a male and a female so we can understand each other more. And we're going to celebrate. We're going to have rotations of different women of the group, not group, but the family.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone that God had me select that has different stories. So they will be different platforms, different people differently because my story is not going to be the same as Pastor Carrie or Beauty, Apostle Beauty or Pastor Michelle Wright or Pastor Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be different, you know, and that's what's so beautiful about God. He had his son Jesus to come down, and Jesus chose 12 disciples for a reason. They had different makeups of who they are. So I don't want another Kimmy Kim. I want a different person, you know. So that is the really beautiful beautiness of it, and it's called From Ashes to Beauty. And it's all about celebrating what we go through or what we're about to go through or what we've been through, because when you get out of one storm, you're going to be in another one. So that's just part of life. That's living for Christ, living for the Lord, or you're still going to go through without the Lord. So I'd rather go through storms with him. So that is,
amen.
And then you guys agreed to come on. So I need to give you guys a shout out. This is for you all. I thank you so much for you guys saying yes, because this is really hard to do because, you know, Friday night, people late, you know, it's late. It's not no Friday. It's a cause to reach those who are broken because, you know, many people on Friday night tend to wonder what they're going to do. They feel lonely because it's the weekend. They don't have nothing to do. So we want to make it a club in a way where we can celebrate, have music, have testimonies, and just, you know, celebrate each other's platform. Show them that you can have fun in the Lord. You know, we got Beauty with a perfume. We got Pastor Curry with clothesline. We got Pastor Wright. He does decorations. I mean, we make up a lot of different things. We're more than just, you know, scholars of the Bible. We love life. So, and you can be beautiful. You can be beautiful.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we are definitely excited. And I know that Pastor Alicia, listen, I love you guys so much. Talk to us. We know that the title is called Ashes to Beauty. What does it mean to you? What does it mean to when we say we're talking from ashes to beauty? What does that mean?
To me, it means that, you know, the enemy has tore us down, has ran over us. We have been broken. And God just restored us to be beautiful, because the word of God said we are beautiful and wonderfully made. But the world will have us thinking that we're not beautiful, that we're not smart enough, that, you know, the relationships that we have been in has been maybe have been abusive, you know, verbal, physically, whatever. And it may have broke us down to the point that we felt like we can't be restored. But once we connect to God, he said, you are beautiful, you are smart, and God don't abuse us. So that's what I get from it, that God takes something that was once broken and rebuild it to be beautiful.
Listen, that is so perfectly said, because I have a little bit I want to share with you. You know, the scripture talks about it, and our scripture base for Ashes to Beauty is Isaiah 61:3. But I want to read a little bit of a commentary that says exactly what you said. It says, the mourners of Zion, such who are of Zion, belong to the church of God and mourn for the corruption in Zion's doctrine, for the perversion, you just talked about it, abuse and neglect of Zion's ordinances, for the disorders and divisions in Zion, for the declensions there, as to exercise of grace and the power of godliness, for the few instances of the conversions there, or few additions to it, for the carelessness, ease, and lukewarmness of many professors in Zion, and for their unbecoming lives. Listen. In this walk, we all have experienced, if it were not for the Lord, where would we be, right? So what we love amongst all the women that are serving for this particular entity, from ashes to beauty, listen, God is saying our lives are testimonies for what he's done. Kimmy has already said it. She said that we all come from different walks of life. you just covered something spiritually. I want to go to my sister, Apostle Beauty, and I want her to talk about what I love about her. We see God doing amazing things in her life. I want her to share from the aspect of where she is right now. God is doing amazing things in her life. And would you share with us, Apostle Beauty, how God can deal with you, whether it's in your education or the marketplace, when it comes to from ashes to beauty?
I truly believe that, praise the Lord, I truly believe that the things that we have gone for women with power and authority wants us to remember that we're doing whatever we're doing,
Apostle Beauty. You're breaking up. I can barely hear you. I just wanted to make sure because I want to hear what you have to say. So it was kind of going in and out. Can you repeat it for us?
Okay. I wanted to say, I was saying that no matter what I really want us to remember is that as we have submitted to God and,
yes.
And live the life that we live in virtue, that, of course, yes, we are going to go through some things, but we have to remember it's for our good because he's taken us to a place where the baggage and the things that have been sown into us are not needed. They're not necessary. And sometimes those things have to be burned out of us. So a long time ago, when I was going through, I would not have ever, I go through now, but those things brought me to where I am today as a mature woman in Christ with wisdom to know what to do with this and to know how to tell another woman, to know how to move in him in what I do. And so I would not have cared that when I thought that I was good for nothing, good for no one, because I do so much, that I would be here today about to receive, as I said before on Facebook, 6 degrees. In
come on.
6 degrees. At one time, I would not have ever put that together. You would have thought that I did not have the resources, I did not have the health, I did not have the strength, I did not have the support on the finances, but I promise you, he has been with me all the way through, and I get recognized just for the spirit that's in me, and those that recognition takes me places. It takes me places that had I not gone through the ashes, had I not gone through the storms, I would not be able to stand in those places, so I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And people think that, you don't want to go through. You got to go through. You got to go through for where God is taking you. Every one of us are overcomers. And you may call yourself a survivor, but I'm saying that you're an overcomer. You don't have to face that. You do not have to face those things that you have. You learn then. You don't have to learn now. And they will produce what God has generated in you, in your body, your spirit, your soul, your mind, your heart, your love life. Okay, come on now. Don't tell me that we as women don't want somebody to love us. Even though God does produce wonderful things. And so until then, we got each other. And we have these same examples. Of things that I've been through that maybe you have not been through, and that we are able to share, and we are able to care, and we are able to foster each other in it for where they have to go. We're all maturing in Christ. We're all maturing others in Christ, and that is our responsibility to mature the next generation, to mature those who have not gone through the things that we have gone through.
Wow. I'm telling you, this is why I love my sisters, because I'm telling you, we all have been through something. Pastor Alicia, what do you hope that women, men, boys, because we don't want it to seem as though, even though we're addressing the needs of women, if a man pops on and hears this gospel, or a young person pops on, what is your hope that they will receive out of what is going to take place in the weeks ahead on February 4th? What is the prayer that we're believing God for those that listen in on Clubhouse?
I'm hoping that they just say, I can do this. I can grab hold to God and just allow God to do a new thing in me and know that I am created for purpose. You know, a lot of men has been abused. A lot of men have backstories from past incidents, from childhood. So they are, you know, ashes to beauty as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I'm hoping that they take it and say, hey, if God did it for them, I know he'd do it for me, because he's the same God as he was yesterday, today, and forever. So therefore, if he did it for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he can do it for me. So I'm hoping that they take that and say, Lord, I give everything that is causing me to be anchored, to causing me to not move forward, that's causing me to hold on to past hurt, I'm letting it go, and I'm giving it to you so you can make me over to be beauty.
What a powerful word. And then I want to share too, you know, from my perspective, this is what I want to say. We're all servants, right? And then we're coming back to Kim again. Listen, we're all servants. This is where it begins. We can have everything under the sun, but if we don't have love and if we don't have a heart to serve, it's not giving him the just do his name. I am so honored to serve with sisters that honor his name, honor him whether you're married or not, in your professions, in your ministries. Pastor Alicia, you're a first lady and a pastor, and you are a wife and a mother. Beauty, you're a mother. But listen. With all that we have in the roles that we all have, we never have given to the place that we don't have time for him. My prayer as well with everyone that will be listening in on Clubhouse, we know it's a site where it's known for professionalism and for marketplace and for all of these things. But I believe that God can get to the heart of whoever he wants to, even if he has to bring a group of women on Clubhouse. I believe that he's setting the platform not just for the things that people are used to seeing or hearing on Clubhouse. It's a beautiful site. However, I believe God is doing a new thing. Just like he said in Psalm 96, and that we are a part of that new thing that he's doing, because each life represents him. And we're all, and I'm going to prophesy it and say it, we're all singing a new song. We are not the same as we have been in last year and the year before. God is doing new things in all of our lives. And guess what? He's not going to just do it for us. He said in the platform, as my sister has said, that it's for everybody. And so I'm excited for God coming in and allowing people to see they all have gifts. They all have abilities and tools to serve him. And can I say this? And we're going to come back to Kim again. Can I say this? Our tools are not just for the church. The purpose of being on Clubhouse, in addition, is also to utilize our gifts that someone would see who God is, whether it's in the marketplace, the community, or in the brick and mortar, or in ministry, period. So we're honored to serve. I'm so excited about that part, that we're just honored to serve. Kimmy Kim, I know as a visionary and all that God has blessed you to do, all that you're doing now, and all that you aspire to do, you and I and all of our sisters have shared testimonies of how good God is. We talked about what we want and pray that those that are listening will hear. We've talked about how God can change your life. Our sister, Apostle Beauty, has shared 6 degrees how he could change and bless you. Can you talk to the listening audience about how they can be blessed from serving him, utilizing their gifts? You're utilizing your gifts, whether it be for Elation Radio is about the Word of God. But guess what? We have many podcasts with various areas, which is why it's so important to be able to do what God is requiring and asking us. Can you talk with the listening audience on how and what it is to be blessed utilizing those gifts and what God will do for them?
Well, it says in the Bible that when God gives you gifts, he wants you to multiply them, not add to them. Mm-hmm. So multiplication is, you know, duplication. And basically, I just cherish everything that God has done for me, and I thank him mm-hmm. for it. I have a low spirit. It's not about me. It's mm-hmm. not about him, because mm-hmm. if it wasn't for me, I wouldn't be here. So he has given me the gift of business, marketing and social networking mm-hmm. and accounting and other things. It's just writing. I love to write. People don't know that. I love music. I want to write music. I love, it's like weird, right? I even love going outside and just taking a great walk. I enjoy those things. So I try to maximize everything that God has given me so that I don't want to be, you know, when I'm in my 70s, I wish I could have done this. So I take each day as if it's my last day, because I'm not guaranteed tomorrow. It says that don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow has its own sorrows. So I try to focus on what is today. And today is, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will bless him. So blessing him is honoring what he has given us. You know, he has given us living water. He has given us the living bread, the word. I mean, it's like old taste and see that the Lord is good. So whatever your gift is, give them back to the Lord, and he'll give them back to you, and he will multiply them, because he said when you lift his name up, he'll draw all men to him, not to us.
Come on.
So when you understand what that mm-hmm. means, it means it's not about you, but it's about him, and not about your fame, mm-hmm. but about him. Not about your money, but about him. Not about who you know or what you, you know, it's good to have everything that you want on the earth, but you must understand that when God gives you a gift, it's not for you. It's for him. Because if it was for you, you would know what to do with it. He gives us wisdom. I mean, I'm still reminded how, you know, wisdom is so powerful, because we are living in the perilous times, and we didn't have the Word of God, where will we be? I mean, that peace, that joy, is priceless. You cannot buy it. You cannot buy it. So what I try to live a life that is pleasing to him to the best of my ability. I do fall short, so I live a repentant lifestyle. So when you do have gifts that God has given you, use them up. Use them up to the point where your hand is still in that receiving, because the more you let mm-hmm. out, the more that comes back to you. He says he loves mm-hmm. a cheerful giver. Giving is not always about money, because do you know time is more precious than money? You can get money back, but you cannot get time back. So I value mm-hmm. my time more than my money. So family, I mean, just love on each other. Love is the only way. And, you know, just use the gift to his glory for Cation. Don't focus on you have one person at your event, or you have 5,000. If you got that one person, give them the same attention as you would with someone with 5,000. So that is how I utilize what God has given me, because he didn't have to use us. He could have just said, you know, we're going to skip over this person. We're going to let this person be, you know, he could have skipped over us. But he has given us favor. Favor is powerful. So that is why I love the Lord.
Amen. I want to honor our other sisters that could not be with us on today. Let me let you all know in the listening audience who's going to be serving in this From Ashes to Beauty Clubhouse serving. I want you to know there's Dr. Sylvia Hunter. There's Lady Michelle Jones Austin. There's Pastor Lady Alicia Curry, our very own Kimmy Kim. We have Apostle Beauty Cooper. We have Dr. Loretta Petit. We have Pastor Rhonda Bello. And, of course, myself. Listen, this team of women has been ordained by God as well as those that serve. Let me say this. We have a lot of beautiful people in Elation Radio and Magazine, and we honor them all. But I wanted you to hear who will be serving in this capacity. And, of course, as time goes on, God will lead on the other parts. But we are excited to serve. I want you, the listening audience, to do us a huge favor, and that is to pray. Pray that God's perfect will be done as we believe it will be, and pray that he will reach hearts that he has been looking to touch because we're fulfilling his will. And pray for each woman. As you prepare to do things, we know how warfare is, but the Bible says no weapon formed will prosper. But with the help and the prayers of the saints, we know we'll all make it through. As we get ready to close out this interview, Pastor Alicia, is there anything you'd like to leave with the listening audience?
Yes, just trust God in all things. God would turn everything around overnight. He said, I love the song. He said, it's turning around for me. And yes, we have to remember that God can do all things. And when we trust in him, he'll get the glory. That's when you will know, okay, God did this because I trusted in him. So just trust in God in all things, all things.
I want to just say I'm so thankful for each and every one of you. I know your schedules are busy, but I so appreciate you all taking time to be with us. Our sister, Apostle Beauty, for you, Lady Alicia, Pastor Alicia, and also Kimmy Kim. To all of our sisters who couldn't be with us, Dr. Sylvia Hunter, Lady Michelle Jones Austin, to our sister, Dr. Loretta Petit, for Pastor Rhonda Bello, we love you all. We are so grateful to serve with you all. And to you, the listening audience, we certainly appreciate all that you've done and all that you are in your positioning. We couldn't do what we do without the Lord. And if we all look to the hills from which cometh all of our help, we all find all of our help cometh from the Lord. I thank you, ladies, for joining me on today, and I pray that God will continually bless each and every one of you in all that we're assigned to do. Dr. Kimmy Kim, I was going to say doctor, I cut it off. Kimmy Kim, could you please give us the time, and we know it's February the 4th, Friday, could you give us the time that everyone that is going to be able to listen in, and could you give us direction on how they'd be able to hear what's going on?
Sure. Thank you, my sister. I see, you know, so many beautiful women and men coming on, but you must follow one of the speakers that you just mentioned. That's the first thing. You must be on Clubhouse. Clubhouse is now available to Android users as well as Apple. Thirdly, then when we see that you have followed us and you would like to be part of the group, look for From Ashes to Beauty and just join the club, because I'm telling you, ain't nothing like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. And guess what? We could get high off the Holy Spirit and don't have a hangover. But anyway. But, yeah, just, and if you have any questions, reach out to us. We have a page on, Pastor Curry, we need to do a group page. That's right. We're going to have a like page very soon. And so reach out to one of us, elationmagazine@gmail.com, or if you all would like to give out your contact information. We would love for you to come, and it's not going to be the standard clubhouse where there's going to be one person talking. We want to have people from the audience talking back and forth. It's going to be interaction. I've been on some clubhouse where you have maybe one or two speakers. I don't think that's really, it's cool, but I'm more so of an interaction person, and we'll have for the first week, this Friday, we're just going to do an introduction and just have, you know how one of those, we're going to have a virtual fashion show and present to you, Pastor Curry, present to you, Beauty, present to you, Pastor Wright, present to, you know, we're just going to just have a walk runway and we're going to be on the phone. It's just going to be so much fun. And I just hope you guys can join us. Our goal is just basically to spread the good news gospel and have fun with it. That's the main goal, with love. You know, we have to do things with love. And the only thing that we ask when you come, respect each other with love. When you do that, everything else falls into their prospective places. So that is what I would love to see, and that will be our direction for tomorrow on Friday. Friday night, it's going to be 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Mountain. So please, and one thing I love about Clubhouse, we can talk to anyone like worldwide on this platform. So, you know, if you're in Africa, if you're in Asia, if you're in South America, please join us. I mean, anyone can really tag on. That's the beauty of Clubhouse. Being and hearing different tongues, you know, like different cultures or different places. And we all talk about the goodness of God. That's powerful. So I'm looking forward to it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, listening audience, I hope that you've written down all the information. Also, we do want you to know that the flyer is also on Facebook. If you are on Facebook, you will find them, and you can see the women that we've discussed today. But we want you to make sure you join Clubhouse, join Ashes to Beauty, so that we can stay connected with you. We know that a lot of times once people hear things, they're excited about it, but we want you to know after February 4th, we want to stay in connection with you. So one of the ways we can do that is about you joining on Clubhouse. And, hey, I am so grateful because I used to hear about Clubhouse and all they talked about. Do you have an iPhone? If you have an iPhone, you need to get on this. If you have an iPhone, you need... But aren't you glad God didn't forget about the Android users? So I want you to know you have no fear. You can join in with your Android. Just download. I'm sure there are apps that you can go to. I don't know if your services will give you Google Play Store, but please look for Clubhouse, download the app, get connected, and we'll be happy to serve you. Listen, we're coming to the close of another podcast. Thank you, ladies, again for being with us on today. We're looking forward to serving soon together. I love you all. This is your birthday month in the month of February, the love month. I want to say happy birthday to each and every one of you. I pray that the Lord will bless you. I'm excited for you. Maybe it's not your birthday. Maybe you had an excellent event, or maybe you're going to school, or maybe something else wonderful. You've had a baby. We want you to know here at Elation Radio, we celebrate you. Maybe on the other end of the spectrum, there have been some other things that have taken place, and you need prayer. We want you to know at Elation Radio and Magazine, we are praying for you, and we welcome your prayer request because we know without prayer, we couldn't make it. So we admonish you to please, if you have a prayer request, send them in. We'll be happy to serve in that capacity as an organization and group. I want you to also know God is a provider. If you have a need on today, he's always making a way. Look up United Way in St. Louis. You can dial them at 211. They offer referrals. They have resources, and they're able to meet your need. And if they can't find a resource, they will refer you to someone for what your need is. We also have in the St. Louis area the Urban League St. Louis. That's Urban League St. Louis. They offer programming, food, different assistances, as well as programming. For them, you can look them up as well, UrbanLeagueSt.Louis.com. That is ULSTL.com. Listen. Also, if you're seeking employment, I received this information on LinkedIn. This is from Anika Porter and Angelia D. Bills. Put the information out as well. Annie Malone is hiring. Annie Malone is a very well-established organization in this area, and it deals with young people and families. They are seeking a school therapist. They're seeking a director of clinical and outpatient services, and they are seeking an agency therapist. You can get more information by contacting Annie Malone or Anika Porter. I'm not sure if she's the direct contact, but please, by all means, if you are in that area and that is your field, they are hiring for a school therapist, director of clinical and outpatient services, and an agency therapist. That way you will be able to get in contact with them. Also, I'd like to tell you about another opportunity for employment. It is so wonderful to have choices. Amen. It's so wonderful to be able to have a blessed life that you can have in the Lord. I want you to know there's also employment opportunities, and I'm going to give you this information just one moment here. Here we go. All right. In addition to that, we have an organization that was showing that they are hiring. There's a young lady by the name of Kenesha King Gaines. They are hiring CART associates, and this will be at pay of $15 an hour. They are hiring, and she had given me some information here that I want to share with you so that you can connect up with them and contact her directly. Let me see here. I was looking for it. I apologize. Give me one moment. Let's see here. Let me go back here. And this is for the Walmart. Let me say this. The Walmart store, and the number of the store is 5927. It's for the Florissant location in the St. Louis area at 3390 North Highway 67. And please, by all means, reach out and ask for Kenesha King Gaines. Kenesha King Gaines, and she'll be able to give you more information. They are looking for people in the morning and the evening. Again, the pay rate is $15 per hour. So we thank you so much, and I want you to be informed about what's happening in our community, and want you to be very prayerful about what is going on in the area. Sometimes we always have something going on, and we may need some assistance, and sometimes these community announcements will be just what you need. Well, I thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wine Wright on Elation Radio. We are looking forward to finding more and more avenues to serve. So we want you to take the challenge. Have a heart to serve. If you haven't served in a long time, I don't mean just in your church. How about your neighbor on the block? Maybe God has been dealing with you about your neighbors. He wants you to understand he is for you. He will never fail you, and he will lead you and guide you exactly in what you need, and you won't be without him. You won't be without him. He has a way of leading us into those things that makes his heart glad that his name can be famous. I want to go back and give you a number for Ms. Gaines. The phone number that you can reach out and text her is 314-283-8111. Let me give you the number again. This is for the Walmart opportunity. That number is 314-283-8111. So you've got three ones after an eight, all right? Thank you again for listening on today. We're going to close out with prayer. Please remember not only to serve, to continue to pray, continue to look to the hills from which cometh all your help coming from the Lord thy God, which has made the heaven and the earth. Thank you again for listening in, and we're going to pray out. I pray that the Lord will continually be with you, help you through everything that you're going through. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time we've had with you leading, guiding, and directing. Thank you for my sisters that were on today. Father, would you bless Kenny Kim? Would you bless Lady Alicia Curry, Pastor Lady Alicia Curry? Would you bless Apostle Beauty Cooper? Would you bless all the women and the sisters that are serving, and that is Dr. Sylvia Hunter? Would you bless, oh God, Lady Michelle Austin Jones? Would you bless Dr. Loretta Petit? Would you bless Pastor Rhonda Bello? All of us are preparing to serve you. Father, it is our heart's desire that we please you. Would you bless all of our Elation family and also in the radio and magazine? Would you bless every single listener, whether they're listening live or on the replay? Would you let them know they matter to you? Their families matter to you. What's on their mind matters to you, and we will thank you forevermore. We ask, oh God, that you will continually heal all that need to be healed, that you will continually be Jehovah Jireh for all that are in need. Would you continually help us, God, in whatever areas it is that we may need help. Father, hear the unspoken request, and Lord, tend to those as well. Angels, we assign you to do what needs to be done for every listener, all in the fivefold ministry. We pray for every pastor, every leader, asking that your perfect will be done. We pray for the president of these United States, our president, Joseph R. Biden. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for our vice president, Kamala Harris. I pray for their spouses, their children, their families, oh God. I pray for our community. I pray for our marriages and our lives in the community and people everywhere, no matter where they are. Lord, we remember Regina King and her son, Ian, that is now gone. God, would you bless her? Would you cover her? Would you keep her? We remember the young lady, the Miss USA, Miss Crystal. Would you be with that family, God, as they prepare? Whatever is needed, maybe it's not something in the press, but someone's lost a loved one. Would you remember them? Father, would you remember our family as we go through this? Would you remember all families across the world that are going through grief? I pray, oh God, that you will listen and hear us attentively and answer speedily. We ask that you forgive us all of our sins as we forgive others. And, Lord, we pray for every dream, every vision that someone has. Would you show them how to utilize their gifts, their talents, to give you the highest praise and glory. And we will thank you. We pray for every husband. We pray, oh God, for my husband. And I'm asking you to bless them. I'm asking you to bless the men of Elation Radio and Magazine. Have your divine will and way. Bless our communities again. And we will thank you forevermore. Have your divine will, and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you again. I love you all. We're looking forward to you meeting us again here on Wednesday. The Lord says the same, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you'd like to contact me, you can reach me on Facebook, and that is under the name of Michelle Wright. That is M-I-C-H-E-L-E. Last name is Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. You can inbox me your community announcements. You can inbox your prayer requests, and you can inbox any information that you would like that we could serve and assist you with. We're so grateful to be in that capacity. We thank God for our CEO and founder, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, Kimmy Kim, and for all of you. May God bless you until next time. We pray that his face will shine upon you, that he will keep you covered. He will keep you safe. He will keep your families. He will keep your loved ones, even your enemies, that he will be God to each and every one of us. And to that one that does not know the Lord, I pray that the Lord will touch your heart, touch your mind, that you will get closer to him as he is coming back, as he said, to judge the world and judge it rightfully. Keep us all is my prayer, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you again for listening in. Lord, say the same. We'll see you Wednesday. God bless you, and thank you for listening to Just For You with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Hallelujah.
Than a conqueror,
you're more than a conqueror, girl. You are so beautiful.
extraordinary in
you're
all
so
your ways.
Much more.
Let your light
than
shine.
You were.
You were.
Girl, you
you're
are so
beautiful.
Eh, eh.